Greetings, beloved ones. We're going to be speaking today about loving oneself. And we need to begin with an understanding that there are many layers of meaning to this phrase, loving oneself. In our culture today, Western culture, we tend to think of it mostly on the level of taking good care of ourselves, giving us ourselves things. We tend to identify the idea of gifting ourselves with what it means to love oneself. And this is all right, this is good, but it's not the deepest level of what it means to love oneself. So let me put before you three different levels of meaning that relate to love for oneself. And I'll speak for a short while and then we'll talk together about what this means. Loving oneself has very much to do with the understanding of what it means to honor. Honor life, honor one's own life, honor oneself. And it also has very much to do with integrity. And what is integrity? It involves being true to oneself, living in a way that resonates with and expresses one's inner truth. So if we go level by level and think first about honoring ourselves as sacred beings, honoring ourselves as divine creations, honoring ourselves as beings worthy of love, especially that, beings worthy of love by whatever definition we come to that. So then we come to the idea of honoring our body. In our body's expression in life, we need to take care of our body, provide it with a balance of rest and activity, provide it with foods that are nutritious and health-producing for our body, provide it with activities that enhance its growth instead of detracting from it. So there are many ways in which honoring the body becomes the first level of honoring ourselves and loving ourselves. And sometimes it's difficult to approach this level, even though it's not the deepest, because we feel too busy to take good care of the sacred body that we have, too busy to really understand what honoring our body means. But it means all of those things, rest and activity in balance, activities that promote growth, and nutritious foods that are health-giving rather than detracting from health. Then we come to the level of emotions, and we need to ask ourselves, how would it be to honor our emotional life? Well, we might decide to be with and engage with those persons or situations that are enlivening to our feeling state, to our sense of well-being, to our inner sense of peace, to our sense of the goodness of life. And we might determine to not engage with those situations or people that require a diminishment of our vitality, of our life expression, of our sense of well-being. And each of us knows when we are involved in relationships that we justify for one reason or another, but that are not growthful, that are destructive. Now, some of those relationships may be part of our family heritage or part of a long-term commitment we have to certain others. So the answer to difficulties is not necessarily exiting from a relationship, but it is understanding that we bear the burden of the emotions we carry and that we take in from others, and that if the relationships that we're in are difficult or conflictful, and not wholesome, then we need to engage in a healing process with respect to those relationships. We need to consciously and deliberately try our best to bring those relationships into greater wholeness. So we come from the level of the body, to the level of the emotions, and now we come to the level of integrity. The capacity to live in and from the truth of who we are is the most expansive and deep way of expressing love for ourselves. Because in truth, beloved ones, we are here to be the truth of who we are. We are here on the earth to give expression to the truth of who we are. And when we do that, we not only love ourselves by honoring the deepest truth that we carry, we also honor the beings that we are in association with. Because everyone, everyone, everyone wants to be free to be themselves. And so our own permission, and this is a very important word, permission to be ourselves, to act from a sense of inner truth wherever we are, and to not be defined by external expectations of who we should be, but rather to sink deep into a sense of permission to be in our truth, the truth that comes from our hearts, connection with our soul. When we do that, we help other beings to become free. So it doesn't become a self-centered act. In fact, it's the opposite of that. Freedom to be in our inner truth sets other beings free. Now, the word integrity has a lot to do with self-love. And integrity doesn't depend at all upon external circumstances. For example, you could take someone who lived in a very poor setting, who had very little to show in the way of outer success for their life, but who felt proud of the way they lived, who was committed to living according to the principles that were important to them, and who, in a very simple way, and without much in the outer trappings of success, felt that their life was good, felt that their life was worthwhile by the internal criteria of integrity, that such a person, even living in poverty, even living without anything exterior to show the achievements of a life, was able to feel the inner achievement of being able to walk in truth. So at the deepest level of self-love, we give ourselves permission to live and to express our own truth. And this truth has to be what we mean by the heart's truth that's connected with the soul. It doesn't mean the truth of the impulse of the moment, however we feel when we feel like speaking. We have lots of impulses that are best not expressed. When we're talking about truth, we're talking about the heart's deepest truth of what the heart values the most. So when we're willing to love ourselves in this way, we are able to be at peace at all times, because peace comes from living in accord with our own deepest self, our own deepest values. It's not given from outside. It's given from inside. And we walk through life dealing with circumstances, people, situations, workplaces, relationships, children, parents, families, with varying degrees of capacity and also of permission to be ourselves. This word permission is so important because we have lived lives that have had a great deal of doubt in them, often, not always, but often, doubt about whether it's all right to be ourselves. And so we need to reclaim ourselves from that doubt. We need to know that God, the creator of all, is giving to us a life in which to express as ourselves. And that life can only be manifested, can only be expressed, if we give ourselves permission to be conscious of what we value the most, and then to begin to live it. There may be changes necessary in the way we live in order to accomplish this. There may be a letting go that's needed of the surface self in order to find the deeper self. There may be a letting go of relationships that's needed when we feel that the relationship cannot go in the direction of greater healing, partly because we've made an effort in that direction, and partly because we feel that we are not able to represent ourselves in a true way. So permission to live in truth means we look for those situations and people and work opportunities and ways of life that expand that, that allow us to be that. And we begin to develop a way of life that is seamless. Seamless meaning that we can be wherever we are and be ourselves. So for this conversation today, I want to leave you with these thoughts. They're very oversimplified, but they give you an idea of how to take the concept of self-love to deeper and deeper levels, not omitting the more surface levels of gifting ourselves with a more beneficial, productive, health-giving way of relating to our body, gifting ourselves with the more important way of relating to emotions, that they be in harmony with the environment we're in. Those are both very important. And when I speak of surface or superficial, I'm not talking about a lesser degree of importance. I'm talking about the transition of layers from the embodied self's awareness of body and emotions to the deeper levels of awareness that have to do with soul awareness. That's what I'm meaning by deeper and surface. Not that the surface is less important. Our embodied self needs to be joined with our soul self. But we go deeper and deeper into the values that are held by the soul, and in that way, we embrace all aspects of ourselves, from the embodied self level to the depths of our being.